got something for you.
You're not gonna make it.
What are you talking about? I got you a gun. I got the money. I got everything.
Take Game Man and blow his fucking brains out.
Bullshit, he ain't gonna try it. Right, cop?
Are you crazy, man? I was just bluffing.
I got hit. I don't believe it. I got shot.
You're done. End of story.
You. No!
To Entertainment Landfill, film, television, pop culture. It's where you find it.
What is all this talk about spending the night down here?
You're a claustrophobic.
You want a fist in the mouth?
Mm-mm.
Never even looked at another guy before.
What he means is that you're afraid of enclosed areas.
Oh, man, I could really go for a little deep dish action right about now.
I had some pizza down here the other day. There might be some left over.
Well... question.
Yeah?
Do you like penicillin on your pizza?
Hey! My buddy! Swanson! Full steam ahead! Over there! I want to go over there! I'll move over, Swanson. I'm driving.
Wow! Wow!
I almost got head from Amelia Earhart. What the hell,
it's not a good day to be a bad guy, huh, Skank?
What a Skank? That Skank right there. Skank dead.
That's right.
Oh.
must be Friday, everybody. It's time for Entertainment Landfill. Hey, everyone. Hi, I am the Jay Strobe. Welcome to the show. I am here to do a show for you tonight.
E.T. Landfill with your host, the Jay Strobe.
Yes, I just said that. Yes, the show where we talk about film, television, and pop culture. But I don't do the show alone. I also do it with Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
Where's Steven?
He's on his way. He actually worked in Texas, so he's driving here instead of an airplane. So he's on his way.
Is he in Austin? Is that where he was headed, or was that only for Husker Du?
No, he was, I forget where he said, somewhere around Dallas or something. I can't
remember. Okay, well, that's convenient.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention. I know, it was pretty bad.
Not that important.
Are you crazy, man? I was just bluffing!
I was just curious.
How are you doing this week, Bill?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. But I'll be glad whenever my dad's finally out of the rehab nursing home. Every time I say he's in rehab, I'm like, wonder what drugs he's been hooked on.
How is he doing this week?
He's doing better. He's getting his strength back in his upper body, and they tortured him pretty good today. Friday is always this best day for physical therapy because, you know, as the week progresses, he gets a little more looser, but then Mondays are the worst because he spends 2 days doing nothing. So he's supposed to get out next Wednesday. So
E.T.
we shall
Landfill
see.
Bill with Mulberry Bill.
Yeah, that's me. Thank you, TRS-80. Hey, you're a sweetheart.
Good timing there on that.
You know, and I think it's funny that last week you kept saying, you sound so far away. Did you hear yourself on the show? And I listened back to it, and I was like, it was driving me crazy. And I keep calling the Skype test call number, and I'm messing with all my mic settings. And then finally, I was all ready to stop and just go downstairs to my other computer in the basement and do the show there. And then I went, hold on a second. Because it sounded so far away, and I looked at the settings, and when Skype updated, for some reason it added the mic that's built into the laptop to it. So that's the microphone it was using, was the built-in microphone in the laptop, not the headset.
Oh, so you had like a good, like maybe a foot or a couple of feet between you and the
easily,
mic?
Yeah. So that's why it sounded like crap.
It honestly sounded like when you hear other podcasts and people are on Skype. So I was like, hey, it's passable, but usually you sound like way
better.
But
it's so annoying. But yeah, I figured it out. I updated Skype, I updated drivers, and then it just dawned on me about 2 minutes before the show started that it had defaulted to the stupid built-in mic. I hate Skype now. Ever since that they like blended Windows Live with it and everything,
dude,
Skype
is
such a massive piece of crap.
You and I used to talk on Windows Live all the time, and now it's gone. It's weird.
Yeah, I just use what do we use? Facebook Messenger on our phones.
Yeah, we use Facebook Messenger because I can either be on Facebook and talk to you, or just do it right on my phone.
Yeah, it's. Yeah,
you want to know what's funny is there was some kind of update to Facebook Messenger.
What the hell is this faces thing?
Yeah, it had like a dot with your face on my phone, and I go, "What's Bill doing there?" It's like you look like a pog, you know, a little.
Yeah,
cardboard.
Yeah, I get that look. I get that your face, but it's just like one eye and half your face.
So I was like, "That's weird," and it would slide around my screen, so I would like throw you in the trash, right?
Yes, I throw you in the trash all the time.
But then you would text me again, and then there's Bill again. How do I get his face off my phone?
Yes, that is again another really irritating update to something we use every day.
But if you go into the settings, you can turn it off.
Oh, thank God. I need to look.
Yeah. But it was so funny how I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, and it sits above everything.
Yeah,
no matter what you have open, there's your smiling face.
Yeah, if you go into settings and then notification settings, it's called chat heads.
Chat heads.
And you can turn it off.
Chat heads.
Hey, chat heads, what are you guys doing?
You know what I'm saying?
It's bad. Whoever came up with that idea needs to be fired.
Yeah, why would you want stuff floating on your phone?
I don't want any floaters on my phone.
I could really go for a little deep dish action right about now.
Oh, yeah, me too. I could always go for pizza, Bill.
Have you seen the commercials for the new Little Caesars deep dish or the deep dish?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So irritating.
Well, it's funny about that commercial. I don't care how good the commercial is. I know that pizza sucks ass.
Yeah, I know. Even my dad said that. He goes, oh, I don't care how good they try to make that look. That's going to be shit.
We talked about that scene last week. I was like, I got to have it in the intro, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Ninja Turtles, man. Come on. We love the Ninja Turtles, right, Bill?
Me kind.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ninja Turtles! The mutant kind!
All right, enough of that.
Let's do it.
Now, we're still waiting for Steven to get here, so we're just going to keep going without him, Bill. He'll get here when he gets here. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You're done. End of story.
Why don't we go ahead and play some voicemail?
All right.
Our first one is from Clayton. We haven't heard from Clayton in a while, so it'd be nice to hear a voicemail from him. So let's check it out.
Hey, guys. This is Clayton in Atlanta. Hope you're doing well. I've enjoyed the recent episodes of Entertainment Landfill.
Is he
recently
reading?
On Facebook, I mentioned that I really enjoyed the Gremlins commentary. I've also had an opportunity to listen to the Goonies as well, and it was hilarious. I was just curious to know if the recent commentaries you did for donation are still available. And if you could, can you tell us anything about any more movies that you have an interest in providing commentaries on in the future? Thanks again, and I hope you have a great show.
Well, thank you, Clayton. I assume you mean our NIMH movie minis. As when you say commentaries, because we did Jaws and Back to the Future, and we're planning on doing more, Bill, right? I mean,
yep.
I have a blast doing them.
There's an ever-expanding list.
Yeah, I honestly, once you said Commando, I was like, oh, man, I got to do – that's what I'm looking forward to most next.
Yeah, we've had Commando on the list for a while.
Yeah.
But then when Hannah mentioned it on Twitter, I was like, yep. Yep, we're going to have to do that.
And I'd still like to do the first Lethal Weapon also.
Yep, well, we have to do Lethal Weapon 1 and 2.
Yeah, definitely.
3 was, like, kind of an indulgence.
Yeah, well, technically, we did a real commentary to that where you watch the movie and listen to us talk about it.
Yes.
And if anybody wants those, we did episode 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars, and then we did Lethal Weapon 3. If anybody wants those, I'll give them to you. Maybe you'll enjoy them. I don't know. But
it's possible.
Let's do it, asshole.
But
yeah.
I know we've
wanted to do – well, we were going to do a commentary for The Road Warrior, but that's still – I think we're going to have to do Mad Max and The Road Warrior.
The Road Warrior would be one of those very more serious kind because I love that movie so much. It's like one of my favorite movies of all time. So that might be like, oh, Jason, he's being so serious right now about no, but I'd have fun with
serious about it.
I like joking at the same time and kind of making fun of stuff too.
Well, come on, the Road Warrior. There's a lot of stuff to be joked about. Not as in like it's bad, but as in the characters are so crazy.
Yeah,
Skank dead.
Yeah, Skank. Oh, we could do the Crow.
I'd be so sad, Bill.
Skank.
No,
Skank right there. Skank dead.
Poor Skank.
Can you believe Skank trying to pull one over on the Crow like that? There's no
you
way.
You can't pull the Crow.
The Crow has a power where he touches you, he can read what happened. You know, he can just pick up an object and he knows everyone who touched it, you know?
He doesn't even care about the pretty lights.
Yeah, he doesn't care at all about the pretty lights. He doesn't even like the pretty lights.
No, he doesn't like lights at all.
No, he doesn't.
I like the pretty lights.
Oh, good for you. Now, we also have another... did we answer his question? Yeah. I think Commando and Lethal Weapon will be next, and any NIMH movie... And If you want Back to the Future or Jaws, you can get those too. If you want any of our old commentaries, you can get those also. Just donate whatever you want at this point. They're old shows, and I'll send them to you. Does that sound fair, Bill?
I think it sounds exceedingly fair.
All right. Well, let's roll in.
And we're always taking suggestions for shows if they're not already on our list.
Because I kind of walk the tightrope between...
You walk the line?
Yeah, I walk the line between a real commentary type of thing and also a goofy movie that we can goof on, you know?
Real commentaries are very difficult to set up, though. You know what? We should line up like a handful of movies for the next time I come down there, sometime June or July, and just me, you, and Steven sit down and do knock a couple commentaries out.
All right. Sounds hard, man. It's going to be hard.
It won't be that bad.
Oh, it is. It's hard for me to concentrate sometimes. We'll have to send Baby the dog to the pound or something.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. I'll have my wife take her over to her
call up animal control and go, there's this crazy beagle just running around my yard. I have no idea where it came from.
Oh.
It sounds like a human barking.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very authentic. Now we have another voicemail, Bill. This one is Rick. Hey, Rick, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Well, I'm still in bed, so it's a good morning for me. It's a good stretch. It's good to have you back. I'm not going to cut that out. Sorry. Friggin' Entertainment Landfill. Gotta love it. You know what? It was kind of like the gap between a seasons of a show. So it was like season one, Noah and Mulberry. Season two, Noah and Mulberry. Entertainment
Rick
Landfill.
Is from Australia.
And it was like just, there was so much anticipation. I was just like waiting and waiting, going, is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? But yeah, it's kind of like season two. And I think it was needed because people can appreciate it more now because they realize how much they missed it when it was gone.
He owns a koala bear.
So, yeah,
awesome.
During the hiatus, I listened to a lot of old
that
school.
That is awesome.
And I just wanted to mention one. I think it was 227, pretty sure. Anyway, Bill's doing a new segment. It's about some guy stealing copper wire on top of a roof or something like that. Anyway, Bill pronounces roof. All right? It's just the way he does it. But... I'm pretty sure Jason was making fun of him by...
Oh, absolutely.
Playing a drop of a dog going, woof, woof. And Bill didn't catch on.
No,
and
I knew.
You guys were laughing, and I just thought
it was really mean.
No. I just wanted to know if anyone else caught that, or if you even remember it. Like, you need to maybe find it and play it. I'm pretty sure 227, new segment. But it cracked me up. And I just, you know, want you to apologize to Bill because that was me. That's just the way he's... Anyway, I listened to, like, so much old school during the break. It was good. And I missed something. Like, sometimes, you know, halfway through the end of the play out, I might, you know, pause it or turn it off and then, you know, I missed the last few seconds. But during... listening back to some old school, there was like a happy birthday Rick at the end of a show, and I was it was a golden little nugget because it was actually near my birthday as well, and it cracked me up from like last year's. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
How about them?
Anyway,
apples?
Great to have you back, guys. Kisses all around, and on with the show. I won't mess around. This is Rick from Australia.
Well, thank you, Rick.
No, I totally get the making fun of the way I pronounce things because I do. We've been through this before. It's the Pittsburghese in me that has yet to be totally eliminated. So, of course, I pronounce roof, and I say other many stupid things. But
no,
yeah, it's just the way it is. It's funny.
It's funny.
I don't mind it.
People who live in different parts of the United States say things differently.
Yeah.
And I believe Foggy owes you an apology, not me.
Yeah, so. That's true. It is Foggy.
I'm sorry. Like,
whenever you use the vacuum, what do you say you're doing?
I'm vacuuming.
There you go. Well, in where I come from, it's I'm sweeping. I'm using the sweeper.
Are you serious?
I am 100% serious. Get the sweeper. I'm using the sweeper. It's just a vacuum. It's called the sweeper.
So that's the sweeper right there?
Yep, that's a sweeper.
You know, I had a friend. He would always call the refrigerator the ice box, and I always thought that was funny. I was like, what era did you grow
up in? Yeah, we've never called it the ice box, but yeah, it's the sweeper. Whenever you're going to clean up the house, would you say you're going to red up?
Red up.
Yeah, I'm redding up. I'm redding up the house. Or I'm going to red up the house. It's just, there's these really strange word perversions.
Huh.
Just look up Pittsburghese, people that were listening.
Yeah, I remember one time Rick showed me, and I laughed at one. It was the, we talked about it before, where you don't say across, you say acrossed.
Acrossed, yeah.
And for the longest time, I go, what did he just say? You know. And then finally I go, Bill, what are you saying when you say this?
Yeah, it is the craziest thing. I'll catch myself saying the stuff and then not realize, you know, that it's not normal. It's a special brand of stupidity.
Well, it's normal where you're from, right?
Yeah.
Say Australia, where Rick's from, they have nicknames for everything.
Yes, very true.
You know, I remember one time somebody saying that the gas pump was called the Bowser.
And I'm like, Bowser. Is that like from Mario Brothers?
Do, 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 do. I don't know.
Bowser from Sha-na-na.
Yeah, that's the first thing I think of. But, yeah, the one that when you say it, which is funny because I thought it was a Southern thing, and you know what word I'm talking about, right?
Because
I frame pictures for years, and people would always say, would you measure this? And I would be like, oh, it's measure. The word is measure. Yeah. And
oh, so I say measure.
Yeah, and you say measure, and that kind of blew me away because you're not in the South.
No, it's so strange that Southwestern Pennsylvania accent is such an amalgam of so many different places. It's... Yeah, the Afghan is a blanket.
Well, like a mirror. In Texas, you know, a lot of people call it the mirror.
Yeah.
I got to look in the mirror.
Ours is almost kind of a mixture of the two. Like, we would say mirror.
Mirror?
Yeah, mirror or mirror, mer.
I saw that movie, Mirror, Mirror.
Mirror, Mirror. Yeah, it's, we have very short vowel sounds.
Let me ask you this. Okay. If you say the word measure, is it a pirate treasure?
No. See, that's the thing. It's treasure. It is so crazy. There's certain words that have the very short or very long sounds. I can't explain it. I wish I could explain it.
No, I know it. It's just from where you grew up.
Yeah, and... I've seen, like, on here, they say, some people do say icebox in the area, but I've never, ever said icebox. Never.
I would always kind of just be like, why is he calling it the icebox? He must have grown up, like, his grandfather, like, lived in the house with them, and he called it the icebox when he was a kid or something. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, here's a good example. Catch. We normally pronounce it catch. K-E-T-C-H, like that. Not catch.
Catch him?
Catch.
Catch.
Yeah. It's just really weird.
Right. Are there some you, try to shake yourself of? And when you go back on it, you're like, damn it.
Well, I'm not nearly as bad as some of the people that are my relatives.
Mm-hmm.
I have my cousin Matthew. He lives in Arlington, Virginia, and yet he still sounds like he's from the bowels of Pittsburgh. Like Arn. Instead of saying iron, they say Arn. Like A-R-N, Arn.
I know my dad hated when you wouldn't say I-N-G.
Like, okay.
I'm running to the stove. Run to the store.
Stove, yeah.
Or I'm going to... she was jumping up and down. You know, my dad would go, it's jumping. running, swimming, you know, and he would emphasize that and want you to, like, repeat it. So I would be like, running, jumping, you know.
The thing that used to annoy me the most is some people would say sketty instead of spaghetti.
Oh, yeah, when you're like a little kid?
Yeah, no, adults.
Oh, adults. Were they saying it to their child, or were they like in a restaurant?
No, they give me. I'll take the sketty and meatballs. Yeah.
Would they be like at the spaghetti warehouse, and I'll have the paschetti, please?
Yeah, no, yeah, give me the sketty and meatballs.
That was not just sketty, but paschetti.
No, I've never heard the P pronounced.
Paschetti.
Never. Thank God I've never heard the P pronounced.
So what are y'all wearing?
Hopefully a shirt and pants.
Yeah, that's the main thing, y'all. I can't drop the y'all. It just works, you know.
It's a regional thing. It's you all. It's an abbreviation, y'all.
It's either y'all or you guys. Hey, you guys.
It doesn't matter if it's male or female. It's just, hey guys, you guys are great.
Yeah, you guys, man.
I'm beast, you guys. You just don't know.
Where did that come from, Bill? Oh.
Here's one. I just have to put it out there. Jaggin.
Jaggin?
Jaggin. Stop. Quit jagging me. Quit bothering me or annoying me, jagging me around.
What does that mean?
It just means quit giving me a hard time. Stop jagging me. You're jagging me, sort of thing. Like, you're kidding. I think it's kind of a play on joking.
Okay. Jagging.
But, yeah, it's just, that's one of those. And also, like, a sticker bush, we would call jaggers. A jagger bush.
Like, do you call, like, stickers in the grass jaggers? Like,
yeah.
Like, I got jaggers in my feet.
Yeah, anything that would, like, if you're walking through the woods or something and there's, like, one of those plants that are real, like, almost kind of purplish and they have the stickers on them,
uh-huh.
We call those jaggers.
Jaggers? Like Mick Jaggers?
Yeah, exactly.
Jaggers!
Your head would explode at the crazy shit that is said around my area.
What about, like, certain bugs? Do they have, like, nicknames, like... I don't know, like a spider or a doodle bug or...
That's one thing that I didn't know what a mayfly was when I was down there. Or what did Heather call it?
We call them Jimmy Spinners.
Jimmy Spinner. I was like, what in the world?
No, that's... Everyone calls them mayflies or here. But I was okay. Like, they're not freaking mayflies, all right? If you look it up, they're actually... I forget what they're called, actually. I'm blanking on what they are, but they're everywhere during the summer, and they fly in the house, and they're just everywhere. And I looked it up on Wikipedia for different nicknames, and the funniest one I saw was Jimmy Spinner. And I go, oh, I'm adopting that name, because they're not freaking mayflies.
Yeah, you know? I have no idea.
Another one is Mosquito Hawks.
And what?
Yeah, that's a weird nickname.
I would think that a larger mosquito would be called a mosquito hawk, not a smaller one.
Well, it is larger than mosquitoes.
Is it?
Yeah, you can get really gigantic ones, like on your wall and stuff. The grossest thing is when they fly around and they fly through, like, dust bunnies or cobwebs, and then they're flying around just with dust hanging off of them.
I would actually pay money to see that.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, man. So, Bill, what do you say we get into entertainment?
Let's talk about let's talk about something entertainment-wise.
You're a claustrophobic.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, I am kind of.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, a little bit.
Never even looked at another guy before.
Yeah, how dumb is Casey Jones? He thinks claustrophobic means he's a homosexual.
Yeah, well, you know, Casey Jones...
He doesn't get out much.
No, plus it's the hockey mask. It just kind of... keeps things out.
You want a fist in the mouth?
Excuse
what?
Me? Let's do entertainment, Bill! Woohoo! All right, entertainment. Now, Bill, I'm still in love with Oblivion.
Oh, my God. I'm more than in love with it. It's like I even posted on Facebook today. I'm driving home... with the score going in my car, and I start getting chills at certain parts, and I can't get the movie out of my head. And I've seen it twice now. I got to go see it again, but
it's awesome.
Up there. It's easily entering my top 10.
I want to take my wife to see it, Bill. I really want to see it again. I want to take her to see it. And
I think she would dig it. I don't think it's that that scary.
It's awesome. But I was hoping that people would have listened to last week's show and told us what they thought of it. But since we don't get any kind of feedback, that didn't happen. But
no, it didn't happen.
But I'm hoping other people will check the movie out and see what they think of it. But I can't wait to see it again. Now, a new Michael Bay movie came out this weekend, and it just kind of snuck up on me. I was like, what the hell is this? Have you seen anything about it? It's called Pain and Gain.
Yeah, I'm not. It just looks terrible to me. Like, it's not my type of comedy at all, so it just doesn't look particularly entertaining to me.
And I keep seeing, of course, the based on a true story.
Which, yeah, and it's soaked in the Michael Bay shots, like the low Steadicam shots. And
has that ever been a selling point for you when something says based on a true story?
No.
Yeah, doesn't matter to me either. But what we are excited about is Shane Black's Iron Man 3, right?
Yes. Yep. I already bought my tickets.
You want to know what's annoying, though? What do they do when they have the premiere and they're interviewing the cast? What's the first thing they ask him about the movie, Bill? Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
What are you planning for Iron Man 4?
Seriously?
Can the movie
they're
just
come going
out
for
first?
Iron Man 4?
Yes, they're already asking about Iron Man 4. Just shut up and let
the
movie come out. Three
out the door. 4 isn't even in the future at this point.
It's like, hey, let's speculate and see what's going on, you know, for the next movie. It's like, dude, the movie.
Why can't you just ask questions like, so what was your experience? You know, how did you enjoy it? What, you know, what's different about working with Shane Black instead of Jon Favreau? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not
how awesome was it to work with Shane Black, who you've worked with before in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, doing a superhero movie? What'd you think of that? Or something like that.
What's the dynamic like?
Yeah, something like that would be cool.
Interesting.
I mean, how much better a director is he than than Jon Favreau, by the way?
How more competent is he in putting together a scene?
Yeah, no kidding. I'm really excited. The trailer looks awesome. I'm ready.
It looks dark, 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 dark.
I'm ready to scope this thing out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hate that the UK gets it this weekend, and then we get it next weekend. And it was the same way for Oblivion. And I think half of my Twitter followers and the people I follow on Twitter are from the UK. So,
wait, so they've already seen Iron Man 3?
Yeah, apparently it opened today there.
Oh, wow. So you're going to get everyone's going to say what they thought of it before you even get to the theater.
Yep. But you know what? It really didn't bother me for Oblivion because so many people didn't like it or kept saying it was derivative. Mm-hmm. So I went in thinking, oh boy, this is going to, you know, it should at least be pretty. And then I came out going, that was awesome.
I'm going to call, a ceasefire, an embargo. I don't know what it's called. Like, you know, I hate when people say, well, not a perfect film, as they're reviewing something.
No film's perfect.
Well, they go, it's not a perfect film. Like, they start out like that. No one's allowed to use the word derivative anymore.
Oh, there you go.
Everything is derivative. Everything, it's hard to do an original movie anymore. So it's just kind of silly. Well, it's not a perfect film, and it's derivative. Now let me start my review. You know, you can
see that. Perfectly derivative.
Yeah, whatever.
Take Game Man and blow his fucking brains out!
What? But, Iron Man 3. You know, you can't say, oh, it's derivative of the first movie and the second one, because it's the sequel.
And that it's Iron Man?
Yeah, it's Iron Man. And let's talk about the Zack Snyder Superman trailer that hit, Bill.
Yeah, that I'm still pissed off that it wasn't in front of Oblivion, but
Oblivion.
It looks incredible. It's like the moment I saw it, I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I can't wait, I can't wait. Like, this is going to be the best Superman movie ever.
It does look
I can't.
Sweet,
I can't be more hyped up on this thing. So if it sucks, I'm going to be very disappointed.
I thought of another word that you and I both use a lot, but we use it in every NIMH movie mini, and it's the word iconic.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. It's funny when I was when you listen back to them, we're like, man, we're saying the word iconic a lot. But that Superman trailer has a lot of iconic shots in it. You know, Superman flying and punching in the air. I know it's really quick glimpses, but I can't wait.
Yeah, but they're like little teases. They're like little feathers.
I can't wait to see that, him flying through there, punching, you know.
Michael Shannon in full screaming Zod mode.
Oh, man, he was the perfect guy to get his Zod, too, because he looks like some kind of deranged Frankenstein or something, you know?
He does look like a deranged Frankenstein.
He's going to be awesome.
I can't wait. I really, really can't wait. The guy brings the gravitas.
Yeah, when is that coming out, by the way? Is it
June 14th.
June 14th. That's not that far away, man. That far away.
That's the movie I was considering coming back down there for. So I need to. I know they say you should book your tickets 49 days out, so I need to keep an eye.
Wow.
Fucking Superman.
Yeah, it is Superman. I'm really excited, Bill. There's a lot of cool movies coming out this summer, man.
There is. There's a lot of them. None of which I can think of off the top of my head.
Book your plane tickets home.
All I know is that I'm going to... I'm either going to avoid After Earth or just go see it so I can laugh my ass off.
You know what? Like I said, I'm going to wait to hear what the word of mouth is. If I see the word derivative, though... Bill,
Definitely going to see Derivative because it looks like every other sci-fi movie from the past 5 years. And not even in a, you know, homage way, but in a totally I'm going to lift this and use it way.
But you know what? It might be good. You never know.
Will Smith and Minnie Smith? I don't know.
Minnie Smith!
That's what it is. Well, he looks like Minnie Smith.
Titan After Earth.
What?
Dude, what?
What was that?
Wait, wasn't Titan AE Titan After Earth?
Yes, it was.
Oh my god. No, wait, Earth was blown up, though. But it was terraformed into the weird planet in the movie. Ah. So what is it, like radiation formed new creatures or something?
I don't know.
I guess we'll
I don't think it's. I don't think it's radiation. I just think it. Maybe something happened with the orbit that causes shifts in temperature and stuff.
I know we talked about After Earth last week, but I will say this: I will give it the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, I will too. I think it's long overdue that M. Night Shyamalan does something decent.
Right, and hell, if I go see it and it's good, I'll admit it. You know, I don't, if anyone, I have championed him in the past. It's just that, you know, I don't want to repeat exactly what we said last week, but Airbender really left us we felt like we got punched
defeated.
In the face, didn't he?
Yeah.
We felt like we were mistreated.
Yep, we were abused.
Dead.
Nice.
I always love the body thud. So, Bill, do we have any more movies to talk about? Did you see anything good this week? Or
you know what I keep seeing advertised is that Disconnect. Have you seen trailers or commercials for that?
No. Who's in that?
I think, is that Alexander Skarsgård?
Alexander Skarsgård, Disconnect. Oh,
and Jason Bateman?
Yes, now I know what you're talking about.
Like, I keep seeing commercials for it. I'm like, that looks really interesting. And then they throw up the reviews for it. I'm like, whoa, hey, this is getting really good word of mouth. So I need to try to find it. I think it's only playing at one theater in my area, in Columbus. But I'm hearing decent things about it.
Yeah, it's getting good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, isn't it?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
I'm thinking of Mud, that new Matthew McConaughey movie.
I think that's actually getting really good word of mouth, too.
Yeah,
it's from the guy that directed Take Shelter, which was the great Michael Shannon film.
Oh, I watched that one night on Stars. That is a freaky movie.
That is, man. It screws with your head. Even by the end of it, you're like, wait, real, not real? I'm so freaked out.
All right.
And Michael Shannon is apparently in this mud.
And he's Zod, too, in this movie
and
also.
He's Muddy Zod. And Reese Witherspoon's in that. And if you don't know her name, you're going to become a piece of news on national television.
If you don't know her name?
Mm-hmm. That's what she told the police officer that pulled over her her husband and her.
Oh, yeah, because she... basically, he was getting arrested, but she wasn't. But she got out of the car and wanted to have a word with the cop or something.
No, she was drunk, too. She was just being a snot.
I had a few
cocktails. Do you know who I am? Do you know my name?
I am Reese effing Witherspoon.
Yeah. Sweet Home Alabama, mother effer.
I was married to Ryan Philippe of Antitrust for years. All right, pal? And he goes, oh, now I know who you are. I love that movie.
Better let you off because, you know, you're allowed to drive drunk because you're a celebrity.
And because Antitrust is an awesome movie. But wait, you divorced him. I'm giving you a ticket.
And I'm giving you a ticket for divorcing him, too. It's April 26th, so that means 49 days from today is June 14th. Crap. Guess I should have booked my ticket already.
That's 49 days till then?
49 days from today is June 14th.
Whoa.
There you go.
Boom. Book your plane tickets home.
Yes, we got it. Bill, why don't we do TiVo?
Let's do TiVo.
What's on a TiVo's? Woohoo! Steven's going to miss the whole show.
Holy shit, where is Steven?
I don't know. He's not here. But Bill, let's go ahead and roll into our shows. The first one is Hell's Kitchen. We've got that Dan guy on this show. And last week, remember, Chef Ramsay didn't eliminate him. And he said he was a good cook. So do you think that'll carry in this week where he'll be telling everyone he's a good cook?
Oh, absolutely. Because didn't he also spend a year in Asia?
He lived in Asia for a year.
What do you eat when you're in Asia?
Because I lived in Asia for a year.
What do you,
Asian marching bands doing their thing.
What?
You eat Asian marching bands? I had no idea.
Asia for a year. What did you,
I lived in Asia for a year, so I'm gonna nail it. I lived in Asia for a year. Because I lived in Asia for a year.
Dan, is that how they serve the rice in Asia, where you lived there for a year?
Hey, Dan, go back to Asia for another year.
You know what? When you live in Asia, you don't call it Asian food, though. But you know what's stupid about that? There's so many different cultures and different kinds of food in Asia.
Yes, there is.
Now, this week, they also have the... Gordon Ramsay does the same shit every season where they go out and there's all the farm
animals.
Wait,
he does the same shit every season?
Yeah, like with the farm
Shocking.
Animals. How many times have we seen the farm animals bit? Where they go out and they have to rustle them up?
Not every season. Wait, yeah, you're right.
But also, they do the thing where they each cook a meal and then they have to say... one of these meals, I'm only going to eat five of them. So the sixth one, take it away. So they always eliminate whoever the rest of the team hates. They go, No, yours doesn't go up there. So then they all taste it and he goes, and they lose. And then he goes, I'm curious, what did yours taste like? And he goes, oh, should have picked them. Cause that's delicious. You know?
Yep.
Let's go and check this out. It's pretty much exactly what I said.
The person that we should be putting up right now would be Dan.
What?
And put him up for elimination.
His first nominee is myself,
Chef.
That
water porn thing.
Cook.
You get ready, because Dan's going to be worse than ever the
deal with. You guys know that, right?
I don't know how Dan keeps dodging the bullet.
Chef Ramsay said you can cook, but it's because we saved his ass tonight.
But what makes this even way worse is Chef Ramsay told me
the worse.
Couldn't have been further from the truth.
That felt so
watch
good.
Out of Zookeepers.
Oh my God. He said that in front of everybody. So if you all take me a little more seriously now,
I'm just gonna go ahead and just do one of these. Good job, Dan. Good job. We gotta take it home.
I'm about
good.
To cheers myself on this one.
Ooh, what's that smell?
Let's go. Oh.
Line up, please, guys.
What? Yay! I see Fireman Bones! Yeehaw!
Mary, yes, please Alice. Don't get too excited. You will not be butchering these animals.
No, I'm excited to wrestle them.
What's wrong, Nedra?
I am scared. I'm scared of animals, okay?
Oh, my God, it's a shocker. Nedra's afraid of something.
Come on.
Scared of my own damn dog. That should tell y'all something.
Turkeys are pretty mean, aren't they?
Well, you're about to find out.
Okay, listen carefully. You may have cooked 7 dishes, but I'm only judging 5. One of each protein. As a team, decide whose dishes you want to drop.
And now they must decide whether to serve Dan.
I'm confident in mine.
I don't know, Dan.
Or Michael's goat.
I don't know, man.
I want to go with Michael's.
Yeah.
Right, whose goat are you dropping?
I guess I'm dropping my chef. Apparently, Michael has some.
Dude, I'm dropping your goat.
Red team, congratulations. Great job.
Good job,
Dan, did you make a goat dish?
Yes, chef.
Can we just taste it, just for argument's sake?
Yeah.
I have a rough cut goat right there, chef, with a roasted red pepper risotto cake.
I would have picked this dish over the ribs.
I mean, that's delicious.
Next time, maybe talk your teammates into choosing your dish over the other dish.
You guys, all of you. My dish should have been up there, according to chef, and y'all still have no faith. That's fine. Underestimate me. If you guys would have picked my dish, we would have been fine.
Wow. If we would have used my dish, we would have won.
No, we wouldn't have.
All right. I do have some talent. I don't care if you don't like me as a person.
Dan, I think you found your calling.
Come on, dude.
Let's go laugh at Dan.
Yeah. Wanna go this way now? The only time Blue Team is working as a team, it has been who we're gonna gang up on now.
I didn't come here for this.
I came here to cook. I came here to learn. I'm done walking this. It's not going anywhere. It's just standing there.
Okay, why are you handing it to me? Why are you handing it to one of your teammates?
I need a timeout for a second. I'm about to lose my mind.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Was he walking along?
Like, what the matter with you, dude?
Such a little bitch.
Shut the up. Maybe he's just hungry.
Dan, there's a message. He's about to lose his shit up in here.
He didn't need it.
I'm done with you guys.
You and your mother.
This is the most fun I've had since I've been here.
I'm done. Shut up, bitch.
You know, there's a part where he...
Someone just got shot.
Did you hear that? Like that? While he's storming off pissed off, they quickly show the llama's face looking at the camera, and it goes... like that.
I did see that part.
Crack me up.
The show gets more absurd every season.
It really does. But my favorite part is when they're doing the Hell's Kitchen Fun Fair. I don't remember what it's called. Carnival, where all these kids are showing up. Plus, Gordon's own family is showing up. So this is very important, the meal they prepare for his family, right, Bill?
Yes.
They better not mess this up. But that one old dude, I don't know, he's in his 50s.
The dude with the soul patch, way too old to have one.
Yeah, Ray. He makes a cold hamburger. But then the best part is when the other dude...
Did you say a cold hamburger?
A cold hamburger? This is for my son.
Hamburger!
Oh, we got somebody here, Bill. We got somebody here. Who is it?
Hamburger. Dun, dun, dun.
Hamburger!
Hamburger!
It's Steven the Pop Culture Zealot. Hey, Steven, what's up?
Oh, not much.
Good to see you here, Steven. You're
from the road.
It's Steven the Pop Culture Zealot.
Tired.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Steven, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You're pepped up and full of energy, right?
Yes.
All right.
He just drank his 5-hour energy.
We are talking about... Hell's Kitchen, and the part where a guy makes cold, or he makes raw chicken for who? A pregnant woman.
Oh my god, he's going to kill her baby!
But you know when Dan... I don't want to spoil this for anybody, but Bill, Dan is asked to leave Hell's Kitchen. He has some of the greatest things that he says about his teammates as he leaves, and it cracked me up. And I had to make the clip, so I heard it like 3 or 4 times, and every time it made me laugh, because I'd never heard this term before. But let's check this out.
I expect tonight's service to be smooth.
Check your ovens, check your temperatures. Just got real again.
It's family night in Hell's Kitchen, and for tonight's special event, in addition to his classic menu, Chef Ramsay has added a kid's menu featuring margarita pizza, a cheeseburger and
margarita pizza,
and panko-crusted chicken fingers.
2 minutes on that pizza? Yes. I love pizza. When I go grocery shopping, all I get is, like, frozen pizzas and stuff.
How long?
I'm ready to walk on pizza.
Scallops, 30 seconds.
Cut that, please. Bring that risotto yet?
Welcome.
I'll take it. Here's the scallops and the burger.
Chef, behind you. Pizza, risotto.
It's fun.
You all.
Come here, all of you. Come on!
It's about time, Steven.
There's no
garnish
down there. That's not the biggest bit. Look at that there. For a kid. A kid. Kid.
Dan is like a monkey wrench in the machine. Killing me, man.
Start again and get it together.
Yes, chef.
Dan, let me slow down a second. Think what you're doing, please.
Dan, you can't brush the oven in front of the pizzas.
Oh, chef,
what was he doing there, Bill?
I should have known it was coming. I mean, the kid's a little bit of a train
wreck. I didn't quite get it over all the screaming.
The next order.
One salad, one risotto, one burger, one fish and chips.
Yes, chef.
Guys.
And one important detail.
That's my family.
Yes, chef. That is my family.
That's for the family.
You just poisoned my wife.
We are coming together, and it's almost like a symphony.
My wife has dysentery.
I got fries ready.
Oh, risotto's looking beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Chef, fish and chips is right there.
So cold.
Hey, all of you.
Don't we travel the Morgan Trail? She may die of it.
No,
this can't be happening.
Just touch that. Just touch the burger.
Oh, chef.
Touch my burger.
Who's that table?
A cold cheeseburger. How the hell does something like that happen?
That's my family.
You just brought a perfect storm our way. Thanks, dude.
And it's thanks to the game. I don't expect it. I'm sorry. It's not good enough. It's...
Get it together, man. A cold burger.
You're going to throw your camera at you on refire.
Hey, you have the audacity to send it to my son. I wouldn't do that to your family.
Totally my fault.
The blue team, they looking at us like, I don't need no help. Evidently you do, because this is a total cluster.
I'm sorry, what was that, Mitra?
It's for my wife.
Hey! For Chef James's wife, pink chicken.
Raw fish, people can survive. Undercooked meat, you can cook it more. Like, it's not going to kill you. Raw chicken will kill you.
Chef James's wife is pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
I can't even look Chef James in the eye. He's like a triple black belt in Taekwondo. This dude could probably me up right now.
My family, I'm James's family. Red team, take
over. He wears 3 black belts at the same time.
What do you think? You should stay in Hell's Kitchen.
I think I should stay in Hell's Kitchen because I showed you that I do know how to cook.
How can we screw up a pizza, Dan? You are becoming a bit of an outcast.
Microwave.
The team almost despise you.
If my team doesn't like me, I don't give a...
I'm not expecting you to be best friends, but you have to work together.
You're not here to make any friends, Dan.
Dan, give me a jacket, big boy. The time is done.
Can't listen to you.
Thank you.
Barrett, you are a weapons-grade douchebag. Zach, you're two-faced. Michael, you are S-T-O-O-P-I-D stupid. My message to the blue team is shove it up your...
He's humbled by being eliminated, isn't he? I've never heard the term weapons-grade douchebag.
That's fantastic.
I love it.
You are a weapons-grade douchebag.
Weapons-grade douchebag.
That's like super douche. That's wonderful. I'm using that from now on.
What would you like to say to your teammates?
You guys. All of you.
He really...
All of y'all.
Wow.
You are S-T-O-O-P-I-D stupid.
That guy, man.
Glad that he spelled it out.
I was honestly surprised he got asked to leave based on his one pizza. You know, he had to get the fill for the brick oven, right?
Yeah. But
the other guy, he was in a server pregnant lady, raw chicken. Why wasn't he asked to leave?
Well, hell, I do that all the time. Raw chicken is really best for pregnant ladies.
But
it's just better
I'm
for
sick
the
of
fetus.
Looking at that.
It
guy's.
Is. It gives the fetus a chance to adapt.
That guy's hollowed out sideburns. I don't want to look at him anymore.
Every time I see them, I want to shave them. Like, if you're going to have sideburns, have sideburns.
Yeah, and
just
also,
have them.
Have you noticed he's got tattoos like up to his neck also?
Yeah.
Wow.
Shove it up your
exactly.
Do you guys I honestly think I know who's going to win Hell's Kitchen just based on everybody. And cause
it's going
to
be Nedra.
Nedra. I hope it is going to be Nedra.
Oh my golly.
But I think it's going to be Janelle. The other
well, it probably is because I have no idea who that is. So it's normally the person that
she
never gets in trouble that
she
wins.
Never gets in trouble. Well, actually, the women hardly ever lose. The men, I think he said at the end, you only won once. You only won one. What is the early test they do?
The challenge.
They've only won one challenge. And they've only won one dinner service. The rest, it's been all women the whole time. So those guys really suck. Wow.
I am scared.
I am too, Nedra.
You know, yeah, you know it's big when Nedra's scared.
I like when Nedra goes, I'm even afraid of my own dog. She owns a dog that she's afraid of. I'm afraid of this dog. Why do I even own you?
I think we've all been there once or twice.
You know, I'm going to go to a dojo, Bill, and I want to learn to be a triple black belt.
I'm going to be a quad black belt.
F me up right now.
Dude will probably F me up.
I wonder if you can be like a triple black belt, double brown belt, one green belt, like an Uno green belt.
And one yellow belt.
I'm just gonna
or maybe you could just do like the rainbow and wear them all.
I'm going to go to an army surplus store and see if I can find a weapons grade douchebag.
Like, what the matter with you, dude?
Actually, I think that's mostly who frequents army surplus stores are weapons grade douchebags.
Wow.
Weapons grade douchebag. I love it. That's like the greatest insult I've ever heard, man. That's awesome.
Coming from Dan, too.
You are a weapons-grade douchebag.
Weapons-grade. All right, let's quickly talk about Celebrity Apprentice. Hey! This week they had to do some kind of African thing, but this is all Gary... This is the Gary Busey show this week, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Because he...
Boy, howdy.
He gets to talk to the women come in. They seem very proper. And he starts telling them about his experience in Africa. Did you like that? Let's go ahead and check this out.
I was so confused. I thought he was going to bring up like circumcision or something. Just something really horrible and out of place with them.
I wouldn't put it out of his way he thinks. He'll bring up anything.
And it goes, it's so roundabout. Hey guys, I'm shocked.
Let's check this out.
For your task, you'll be doing an interactive South Africa travel expo in order to bring additional tourism to South Africa.
This is a
With
bad
me today
idea.
From South African Tourism are Stu and Evelyn.
We at South African Tourism are launching a campaign to increase the awareness of our travel experiences called What's Your Big Five? So to bring South Africa to life, you'll each create an interactive travel expo that will showcase your Big Five South African experiences.
Okay, let me read you this. They do vinotherapy, which is with a grape, bush massages.
What the hell is that music?
Never had a bush massage.
Be careful, Lisa.
Sorry.
I like that Gary's
I've had
right
such a good time in your country.
Oh, you've been?
Making film.
Oh, fantastic.
Tell us a little bit about romance in South Africa.
Different people go to South Africa to experience romance in different ways.
Experience romance in different ways.
In different ways, absolutely. The feel to it is of luxury.
It's what?
Luxury.
Luxury, is that a high dollar luxury?
Not necessarily high dollar, but it's just what you experience is good value.
Gary asked a lot of questions, and I will tell you at one point it was making me a nervous wreck. So, you know, you always kind of keep an eye just to make sure, you know, he was under control.
Well,
when I was over there making a film, they put us up in Johannesburg, and I heard people being murdered.
Gary?
What?
Gary? I like those as what?
Takes a lot to shock me.
I heard murders on the street below, so we moved to Satin City.
Tell us anything more about South Africa. I've been around people who will say anything to anyone. But I got to tell you, when Gary talked about murder outside of the hotel in Johannesburg to the people from Johannesburg, all I could do was try to get him to shut the up.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
So then that old guy, what's his name? The guy who's worked for Trump forever.
Oh, George.
George shows up, and then he starts telling him the same exact story. But there's this great part
George has actually murdered people before, so he knows. God, maybe it was him in South Africa that murdered them.
Is he the hitman for Trump?
He is.
He's Trump guy.
You are a weapons-grade douchebag.
You never know, you know, you don't assume that George is a murderer when you first
kill
see him.
Me, man.
Oh, my God. Well, let's check this out where other stuff happens. I especially like when in the boardroom where Gary wants to talk and give Trump his spiel about Africa. And they're all just like looking around at each other like, where is this coming from? Let's check this out.
Well, hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
George. How are we doing?
How are you?
Hey. Hi, good to see you.
It's a pleasure.
So what do we got?
It's when the boyfriend carries two Zulu lion-killing spears. And when a lion comes out and the lion is dead, he's a hero. And right from that, they go to honeymoon.
Oh, yeah?
That's romance.
That's it. In your eyes.
Well, come on.
What?
Did you feel that vision of harmony and love?
Not killing lions, no.
Gary cannot be controlled. He cannot be controlled. He cannot be leveled with. And you have to kind of build your world around Gary.
I was doing a picture in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Heard people being murdered. We moved quickly.
Oh, no, we're not supposed to go there. We're trying to be
good. It's changed. No, it's changed completely.
It has changed.
When the people are here, don't mention
this
murder.
Was like
I'm not.
Years.
I'm just telling George
it's
my buddy.
Changed.
Yeah.
Changed completely.
It's
very, South Africa, very safe. It's very nice. We've been there. We've been to Johannesburg. And the people are delightful.
He carries off a little bit in his own world. I think he'd be better in the adventure end than he would be in the romance end. Personally, I think they'd be the harder of the two tasks.
Don't mention murder in Johannesburg.
You're the most deadly thing in the water. A shark fart.
They're going to say it would have been better if we had people making out.
I will not make out with Gary. I draw the line.
It's a lot of teeth to get
through. I won't do it.
I don't know if you could. I think it may be impossible to French kiss him. It's just like there's, you know, 4 inches of teeth to go by before you get into actual mouth.
I can't do it.
There's a lot of space from the beginning of the mouth to the actual mouth.
I can't
mouth.
Do it anymore.
Is it there? Let's find out.
No, I won't.
What do you think, Lisa? How did Gary do? You already answered the question. Go ahead, tell me. What do you think?
I don't know what to say. I think Gary did well. I think Gary did well.
Well, it doesn't sound too good. How did Gary do?
Mr. Trump, our opinion of Gary is all the same. He's wonderful.
Change.
He's a genius. And in terms of getting a task done, he's very enthusiastic and very full of love.
Okay. Gary?
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
I think that was a nice thing to say, and I thank you for that. But what I did, I expressed
to them... I'm not sure if it was that nice, to be honest with you, but that's okay.
I expressed to them that standing on the plains of South Africa and seeing a mountain range and seeing the full moon over it, the moon represents the power of love a woman carries. And pretty soon, with the clouds and the feeling you have of a woman, that moon turns into a heart. And that heart integrates with your heart, and you're sharing culture. culture and nature and the significance of sharing a love with each other that comes from the beginning of romance. And the word romance, R-O-M-A-N-C-E, stands for relying on magnificent and necessary compatible energy. And it's forever flowing in South Africa.
Did you just make that up?
No, sir.
I mean, is that something you thought about a lot?
No, sir. Some of my thinking comes from out of the box. And it comes
But is this something you just made up relative to my question, or have you said this before?
I've felt it before, but
have you said it before?
I've never said it.
That's pretty smart. There is a certain genius to the whole thing.
Absolutely.
You're a poet.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of being a poet?
Yes.
You are a poet.
I'm putting some books together in that formation of Buseisms and the autobiography.
Well, I think it's great. You don't have to say anymore. I think it's great. And whether we like or don't like or whether he's a leader or not, you've got something a little bit special, okay? I will tell you that.
No doubt about that.
I love you're very special. No doubt about that. He's very special. I love that. Have you ever thought of being a poet? Yes. That was genius.
Have you ever thought of being a poet?
Yes.
Absolutely. And I'd be great at it. Wow. So
that is exactly why Gary Busey isn't going anywhere for a very long time on that show.
Yeah, because he's entertaining. He's
I am. I had to mute my microphone. I was laughing so hard.
Uh-oh.
He's just so freaking out there.
You know the most deadly thing in the water? A shark fart.
What is he talking about?
I honestly thought that they were going to start talking about District 9 and that they were... their prawns and Vicus Vandermeer and all that shit.
I thought he was going to bring up Lethal Weapon 2, but he was in Lethal Weapon.
Diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity. But he wouldn't bring that up. He wasn't in the second one.
No, he was only in the first one.
Whenever I rewatch Lethal Weapon, I'm always like, that was a semi-normal Gary Busey in that.
That was a really good Gary Busey. He was very threatening, and now you look at him, you just think, what a shark fart.
Mr. Joshua. Yeah.
A shark fart.
Yes, a shark fart.
Holy crap. Would he be directable today?
No.
I don't know, man.
No way in hell.
Would you like to see the behind-the-scenes filming of that?
I think they should just film that and put it in theaters.
No.
Well, guys, what do you say we take a break? And, Steven, I bet you're tired here now, so let's take a break. What do you say? And we'll be right back.
I need a timeout for a second. I'm about to lose my mind.
The most earth-shattering ding-dong. Super system. The most realistic joust. Super system. Pole position at its hair-raising best. Super system. Only on the Atari 5200 Super System. Now at its lowest price ever. Real sports baseball.
You're out.
2,600 games. The adapter plays them all. The Atari 5200 Super System and all the exciting new games now at a new low price. Super system.
My mommy and daddy, they died. Now I live with George and Catherine.
Sweet dreams, darling.
Sometimes at night, I miss my folks. And that's when I'm really glad I've got George and Catherine. They make me happy.
Webster's back with you this Friday.
We're with you on ABC with you.
When Girard tire ads come out every week, things change all over town.
Harry, change the ad. Girard's lowered prices again.
Because when they see Girard ads...
How can Girard sell tires for that?
They find that Girard has the tire you need at the price you want, like Dunlop Gold Seal Steel Belted Radials from just $39.98. So, you can wait till the competition meets our prices.
Hold up on that window, Gus. Girard's come down again.
Or buy tires a lot smarter at Girard Tire Service.
Just the sight of a beefy quarter pounder has been making me hungry all day. We grill them up with melted cheese, then I've got to send them away. I can tell them I can make them up McDonald's style. Thinking about that great taste is driving me wild. Pour me a Coke to take home. This quarter pounder's my own. It's a good time for the great taste.
Bring your work home again, Tom?
Of McDonald's.
John, we're impressed with your deferred compensation.
Your disability income and your pension plans.
However, Northwestern Mutual can tailor better business programs for our executives.
You're going with the quiet company?
We are.
Check, please.
Our customized business plans. Another leadership innovation available only from agents with Northwestern Mutual Life, the quiet company.
They're a tough act to follow.
I know. I know.
The new apartment.
It's great, Mom. You gotta come up and see it. In fact, I'm having my first dinner party.
You're having a dinner party?
Yeah.
Whether you live out of town or just a few minutes away.
There's so much left to say.
Actually, the reason I called was, how do you bake a potato?
Don't drift away.
These days, when you're pumping your own gas, nobody's going to ask to check your oil. That's your job, and Pennzoil is the oil for the job.
When you're around golf course machinery as much as I am, you know you've got to check the oil to keep that engine protected. And you know you've got to use a quality oil. So when you check your oil, and you should, ask for Pennzoil.
Pennzoil, quality protection. Ask for it.
Dad? Which side does Crispix cereals the crispiest, the rice or the corn?
The corn, son.
How do you know, Dad?
Because we're from Iowa, son.
I think the rice side is the crispiest.
Hogwash.
But Crispix is supposed to be good and crispy on both sides.
Both sides are real crispy. Tasty, too. But around here,
everybody knows which side's the crispiest.
The rice, definitely.
The rice.
Kellogg's Crispix is crispy times two.
For Lipton iced tea mix with NutraSweet, here's Chris Everett Lloyd.
You know, the hardest part of playing tennis is getting in shape to play. And part of that is watching what I eat and drink. That's why I love this Lipton iced tea mix. No sugar, no saccharin. It's got NutraSweet. NutraSweet has a natural taste of sugar, but it's not an artificial sweetener like saccharin. It's my favorite part of staying fit.
Lipton iced tea mix. No sugar, no saccharin.
You'll love the goodness and the taste.
Take your brother with you.
Coke for the big times, for the small. It's for the times you're feeling 10 feet tall.
Oh, Coke is it. It's the one you grow up with. It's the real cola taste. With the lift, with the light, with a smile on your face. Coke, Coke is it.
Okay, you just got back from vacation. You know the first thing to do? You look for the Kodak Color Watch seal, and you drop off your vacation film for great development. Have you done it? Good! Now you can unpack the Kodak Color Watch system. You're going to thank me for it.
The amazing Isuzu Trooper. It has a powerful fuel-injected engine, four-wheel drive, power steering, and four-wheel disc brakes, all standard. Yet it's over $1,000 less than Jeep Cherokee, Bronco 2, and S10 Blazer. And if you buy a Trooper now, we'll throw in this attractive car cover.
Act now and get a $750 factory rebate available on all Troopers 2 or 4-door.
Recently, we asked the ladies famous for cleaning this church what they think of Murphy's Oil Soap in a spray.
The results are miraculous.
It's heaven sent.
And do you agree?
Let us spray.
Fresh squeezed. Did it this morning. And then I even made my famous spaghetti. I don't have to do these things, but I do. Even with laundry. I don't have to use Biz Bleach, but spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Just half a cup of Biz with detergent and I know it's going to come out. Biz is the only major brand that makes me feel I'm doing all I can. And to me, that's what making a home is about.
Give it all you can with Biz Bleach.
Nutritious. That describes every peanut butter, because they all have about the same nutrition. But one stands out from the rest. It's not only nutritious, it's more. It's peanuttier Jif, and it's delicious. With more fresh roasted peanut taste than any leading brand. Jif's made with only number one grade peanuts, sealed in its jar while it's fresh and warm for delicious peanut taste.
Peanutty good.
Peanuttier Jif. Nutritious because it's peanut butter. Delicious because it's Jif.
For years, Mr. Coffee's been brewing the world's finest cup of coffee. We've taken all the knowledge gained from being the leader and put it here in the new Ultronic brewing system. It's not just another coffee maker. It's a real breakthrough in brewing technology. So unique, it's patented. This new and highly efficient system gives you better performance and longer life. Make the Mr. Coffee Ultronic brewing system yours today. After all, who knows more about coffee makers than Mr. Coffee?
Let's get him to leave so we can play.
Bunny, want to ride my new bike?
No, thanks.
Telephone, Bunny.
Take a message, please.
No one can say no to Quick. Say, Bunny, want some Quick?
Great, I'll get it. I've got it. Oh, Quick is so rich.
And thick.
And milk chocolatey. That was good. Oh, since you're not playing.
Nestle Quick Chocolate Flavor. No one can say no to Quick.
I'm gonna beam down to the dune.
I'll race you.
Always different, always new. Fashionable. Water resistant. Shock resistant. Swiss made. Swatch.
Into these fashion shorts, just $7.99 each.
I got the ball that lets you reach all the sky. I got the ball that lets you fly, fly, fly. Higher and higher, I'm a polo ball master. I got the ball, I'm a polo ball master. If the polo counts, it's your desire. Go get the ball that takes you high. I'm a pogo-ball master, pogo-ball master. I got the ball, I'm a pogo-ball master.
Some people have big plans after school. You know what Elliot's going to do? Jeff, too. Elliot's at work on a book report using Scripsit on Radio Shack's Color Computer 3. It hooks up to his TV. And Jeff's at his Radio Shack Color Computer 3 playing the newest football game. But wait, what's Elliot doing playing new Super Pitfall? And Jeff's having a blast with a new math tutor. You never know what you might try with more than 100 programs for fun and learning. Radio Shack's Color Computer 3 comes with everything you see here. Other items each sold separately. Only at Radio Shack.
You know the most deadly thing in the water? A shark fart.
Yes, we know Gary. Bill,
is
are
it
you back?
Really that deadly?
Yeah, it must be. Oh, Bill, how was that break? Pretty good?
That was an excellent break. I caught a couple very, very good commercials. That
I hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
No, it was okay.
You know what? Steven saw Oblivion with me. He didn't even get to talk about it. Did you enjoy the film?
Yes.
Because you weren't here last week, and Bill and I just talked all about it for a long time. And I was curious to what you thought about it.
Because you know such the Tom Cruise fan am
yeah,
I.
You're not.
But I actually liked it with him. You know, he didn't do a bad job in this.
He was good in it.
He was fantastic.
Oh. Well, I'm usually not, like I said, I'm not a fan of his, but this he did a good job. You're right. He did a real good job.
It was
he
good
was
stuff.
The emotional core of the film. He did. I thought he was wonderful. Yeah.
I didn't even
think once of his leanings to craziness.
Me neither.
He was an operating thetan. You know what? I would really like a bubble ship model to sit here on my computer desk.
I cannot wait to get that Mondo poster and frame it.
Well, like, yeah, you showed me that.
That is, that's going right where everyone can see it. Like, yep, Oblivion.
I heard that was derivative. Why do you have that poster?
It was iconically derivative.
Then what do you say to them, Bill, when they're like, I heard that was totally derivative?
I say, you're derivative, asshole.
You're derivative.
I want a big, giant, hovering swimming pool like that.
You know what? Technically, people saying that Oblivion is derivative because everyone keeps saying it.
Yes, it is.
It's derivative.
I want to live in an outpost with Vika and in a clear swimming pool.
Me too. And you know what? Anyone who insults Oblivion...
You are a weapons-grade douchebag.
That's yep. right. Weapons-grade. Weapons-grade. I can't get over that. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, somebody's dead. All right, guys. I want to talk about Defiance. Did you guys... Steven, did you watch the first two-hour pilot? And did you watch the next episode?
Yes.
Yes.
It's yes to all.
Yes. Yes
what about
all.
You, Bill? Did you watch it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes is all
yes.
around. Now, this week's episode was more of a follow-up of last week. That weird dude wakes up. Oh, some dude zaps him in the head or something to wake him out of his sleep-induced whatever. Was he in a coma or something?
Zap. Yes, he was.
Was he that? Or he's... Like a mechanically engineered...
He's a cyborg.
Yeah.
Right? We got that right.
The Android, cyborg...
The weird snake-like dudes, like the doctor...
They're synthetics.
They're synthetic.
Yeah.
Or,
yes.
Something
yeah,
like
I think
that.
So. Yeah. I still haven't wrapped my mind totally around all the different species.
But they showed the one... When they were having the big battle, one of the Castathan guys was like, screw this, I'm out of here, and he took off.
Yeah.
And apparently in their race, like, cowardice is frowned upon, which I can't understand that. But they have to do this ritual where apparently everyone... At first I thought they were going to stone the guy.
Right.
But then, no, they just dump the rocks in a thing where it stretches his body out. And at first when... they start getting involved, like, hey, you can't do this. I was like, you know what? Just let him do it. You know, the guy was a pussy, right?
Yeah.
But it was kind of creepy how his family and kids were watching, but it was...
They had to put in rocks, too.
Yeah, it was to get his honor back.
Yes, they did.
But Arissa had a real problem with this because apparently she's seen... I have a feeling she's been in chains before and she's been maybe tortured or something.
Right.
She's been naughty.
She's been in chains. But is it wrong to have a crush on an alien girl? I don't know.
Absolutely but not.
They did not give her enough to do in this episode. I did like the one part where she kind of rebelled and set the guy free or whatever. And I still am digging their little lightsaber daggers, you know, you like that. That's pretty cool. Because technically, Bill, if you had the technology to make a knife, couldn't you do a sword?
Yes.
Like, at least like a
giant ice cold laser sword.
Laser machete or something. That would be sweet.
A lachete.
But a lachete.
A lachete. Nice.
But anyway, the dude who wakes up from his coma sneaks down to old St. Louis, right? Or is that where they're at? Wait,
yeah,
where are they?
St. Louis.
Here we call it Defiance.
But underneath, I like that the old city is under there.
But the arch would be underneath on the old city.
I've thought about that. What I think happened, well, first they said it's terraformed. So all
they moved the arch.
They moved it. I actually think they might have put
it... That was my only problem. It's like,
Well, no, I'm thinking, you know, like, people who were from there live in Defiance. Like, Graham Greene said that he lived there before. Right. He remembers the way it was. They could have easily erected the arch as a symbol, you know? And, you know, the first thing I read, a lot of people say, you know, comment sections. People are like, oh, yeah, I've been to St. Louis. There's no mountains everywhere. And I'm just like, assholes, they said the aliens terraformed everything. They were trying to overwrite us, basically, and create a new world. So that's why.
They just didn't know we existed.
See, and I'll buy that you say that they moved it to represent old St. Louis. I'll buy that.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that. But I just see, my only problem was, well, it was they went down and the old town was there, but the arch is up above
I
now.
I wondered it myself, but okay. I actually think they erected it. I just like saying the word erect. But so underneath the ground, they're going to look for this killer, the guy who killed Graham Greene's son, Macaulay.
Son of a bitch.
Rafe Macaulay, that's his name. We find out that his dad was the dog food guy. And they had one of the worst jingles I've ever heard, Bill.
Bacon, 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 bacon!
Let's go ahead and check this out. Yeah, wouldn't it be... It's like, my dad, he did the kibbles and bits.
He was the bacon strips guy.
Kibbles and bits, kibbles and bits. There you go. Holy shit, I love kibbles and bits. That commercial was awesome. Or the little,
Chuck
wagon thing?
Yeah.
Chasing the dog around. I love that.
Shit, there's an entire chuck wagon running through my food.
Let's check this out.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah, well, don't stop in my account.
I need water.
All right, everybody. Take five.
Jefferson Park. Now, I haven't been here since I was 9.
You were a local.
Yeah, I gotta admit, though, it's all a bit hazy. I do get the feeling my folks and I used to eat around here somewhere.
Probably Golden's on the far side of the park.
That sounds right.
Best toasted ravioli in the state. pretty good gooey butter cake, too.
Now that I remember.
Right up there with penicillin for the world's greatest inventions. I used to take Luke there when he was maybe 3.
So what about your family? What did they do before Arkfall?
Dog food.
Dog food?
My family made dog food.
Wait, Macaulay, your old man was...
Yes.
Chow down Brown Macaulay. How did that jingle go?
Oh, he's singing it for you.
Healthy pups can't get enough. They never wear a frown.
Forget it. It's not happening.
Because it's chow down time. Chow down time. It's always chow down time.
Man, I cannot see you in the dog food business.
Well, I wanted to be a photographer.
He's nostalgic.
Sports stuff. Some bikini stuff just for fun.
They have a nostalgia for jingles that don't rhyme.
Yeah.
Well, I shot terraformed landscapes for a while, but I gave it up. Too depressing. All it did was remind me of everything that the aliens took away.
Yeah. So look, Rafe, I want to be clear. This Votan we're chasing.
The one that killed my boy, is that the Votan we're talking about?
We need to bring him back alive. You know that, right?
I don't know any such thing.
There's Defiance in Canada.
You don't believe me?
Graham Greene's not Canadian.
Take a look around you.
I think he is.
Dude, I totally wanted them to run into the Ninja Turtles down there. Wouldn't that have been cool? But they're in New York, so that's what I wonder. I want to see the rest of... I've kind of read about hints of the rest of the United States. There are more technologically advanced areas. Like, they live in kind of a post-apocalyptic, but there's, like, way, like, thriving cities and stuff, like, with futuristic technology and stuff. I can't wait to see that stuff. It's going to be pretty cool.
Dream Queen is Canadian.
No way!
Yes, he's from the Six Nations Reserve of Oshawekon, Ontario.
I thought he's from the Dakotas, man, from Dances with Wolves or whatever.
No, that's why he was always on the Red Green Show.
Tatanka. Tatanka.
Wow.
Hey, Bill, I want to quickly talk about... we're going to keep on watching Defiance, right?
Yeah, we are. I'm entertained by it.
But I wanted to talk about Da Vinci's Demons. Just for the hell of it, I watched the first two episodes. It's a new series on Stars, and okay. I dug it, man. It's pretty entertaining.
You were telling me that it's entertaining. Yeah. I still have yet to watch it, but I did download the first episode. Well, I obtained the first episode, and...
Leonardo da Vinci's like this... he kind of reminds me of a Sherlock Holmesian type of guy. He's a smart ass. He knows. There was one line about someone called him arrogant. And he goes, arrogance means that I'm pretending to be more than I am. That's not the case. I am, you know, he is as great as he's saying he is. So he's
very Sherlockian. Yeah.
So he's really smart. And also one thing I love that it does is it shows his imagination, and he's coming up with things. They do animation, like, across the screen of what he's thinking of. And that's really cool the way they do that. So I've got the third episode tagged tonight.
Somewhat interesting is the showrunner or one of the creators. I can't remember who it was that I went, oh.
Yeah, I'm blanking on it. The one guy I've heard of, he's the guy who wrote all the Batman movies.
David S. Goyer,
Yeah, David Goyer. And some other people. But, there's a lot of CGI, like CGI shots of Florence and all that. But it looks gorgeous. The show is gorgeous.
Henderson?
Yeah, Florence Henderson. CGI Florence Henderson. CGI Florence Henderson. So ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. That just cracked me up. I totally lost it. See, Jeff Ford's Henderson. Oh my god, that's so funny. Oh, okay, I gotta compose this. Oh my god, that's so funny.
He's picturing it. He's gotta be.
Oh god. Dude, I got tears down my face. Just the image in my head of
it's so ridiculous.
Oh my god, my stomach hurts. I haven't had one of those in a while. Oh my god.
It's a ghost.
God damn, dude.
It's a shark fart.
Oh, it's been a while, man.
Well, I'm glad I could provide it.
And he's still losing it.
CJ Fart. Oh, God, that's so funny. Okay. Okay.
Well, you know what will tickle his funny bone now?
Yeah.
CGI Fort.
I'm going to randomly text that next week, and I know he's going to be crying on the floor.
I just thought it's like, out of nowhere.
She always seemed a little phony.
CGI. All right, Bill, you want to do some news?
Killing me, man.
Oh. Hey, Bill, you want to do some news?
Yes.
All right, let's do the news.
beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Bill, what do we have in the news this week?
All right. Let's start off with J.J. Abrams.
J.J.
Yes, he's obtained, or not obtained, but in talks to adapt 11-22-63, the Stephen King novel.
God almighty!
Yes.
You know, I just read that, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's one of those books that I started, and it's not that it didn't grab me, I just got sidetracked.
It's a big effing book, man. I have it sitting, I basically set my drinks on it.
Yeah, it's one of those books that Stephen King really goes deep into character creation right up front.
Right.
So it just, you just lose, I didn't lose interest, I just lost my way.
The customer is king.
But I know I can remember. See, that's the great thing about it. I can remember everything about the character, so I don't have to reread that opening part. But it's just so vivid and so dense.
I like the idea of JJ doing a different Stephen King book. I don't know if he's going to direct it or whatever. He just has the option. But maybe start out with a different story and work your way over to the Dark Tower eventually.
Well, they're saying it may turn out to be a TV series.
Yeah, that's the way you got to do it, honestly.
Anymore with stuff as again dense, you have to do that with Stephen King stuff.
You remember how we were worried about a Dark Tower show being on NBC because of violent stuff?
Guess.
After watching Hannibal, I think they'll just put anything on TV.
Yeah, I'm every week I message you and go, "How did they get away with that? How do they do that?"
Yeah.
Do you have the same reaction? Like, this is primetime television.
I made the mistake of having food in front of me and trying to eat.
What, this most recent episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that in every episode they eat food, and it's not, like, people are eating not what they think is the actual food.
Right. Yeah, they're not.
What is this rabbit?
It's not.
Hop away, and then you get the scene of chasing down a guy in the woods. And
well, it's like the very first episode where he goes protein scramble, and it's like, dude, don't eat that. You know, he goes, good, and it's like, holy shit, you're eating lungs.
So
dude.
I've learned now last night not to have dinner during Hannibal.
Yeah, Hannibal's the new don't eat.
Yeah, Fringe was that way.
Cake dead.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, there's too much imagery, you know, like musculature in the backs with the weird flesh wings and stuff.
Yeah,
that was when I started eating. It was like, turned to the side and started eating. I just listened to it while I was eating.
It's like
the moment that scene came up of the two bodies posed and the flesh wings and all, I just messaged you like, how in the hell did they get away with this?
Yeah.
It's just so gruesome.
But you know what? The show is really well done, though.
It's nightmare fuel, honestly. I have to watch that show during the day because it gets under my skin.
Yeah, they've got a good creep factor going on there.
And how well it's made, like the cinematography of it, the color palette choices we were talking about, like it's also it's so hard to describe, but it's also methodical.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything is done for a reason, and sometimes you notice it right up front, and other times it like buries into your head.
Cinema verite.
Yes.
No, it's not cinema verite. What is she talking
about?
All right, Bill, what else do we have in the news?
All right, here we go. Here's an excellent story out of Detroit. Police say a 64-year-old suburban Detroit man's jailed after living several months in a trailer home with a woman's corpse.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Dennis McCauley was arraigned Friday on charges that he failed to report a death, mutilation of a corpse, larceny, uttering, and publishing. What the hell does that mean? Was he trying to milk the corpse and then sell it? Uttering and publishing? And identity theft. Also, the woman Okay, Sergeant Kevin Crittenden says a court officer saw a woman's remains on a sofa after going to the trailer to serve an eviction. Woman was identified as 72-year-old Ann Marquis, or Marquis, who believed to have died in November. Preliminary autopsy results reveal she died of natural causes. So this guy kept her corpse in the trailer so that he could collect her Social Security?
Yep.
Why do you have to keep the corpse?
Now she's a dead rebel.
Because if they turn it in, they know she's dead, then the Social Security stops.
Well, don't turn it in. Just bury it somewhere.
Yeah, you'll live with it.
Bury the body.
This person just died. I'm going to turn their body in.
Well, come on.
Well, I don't know.
He may need her fingerprints or something.
I guess he was afraid somebody would find it or see that he was digging. Maybe he's in a place where he couldn't dig.
Are you crazy, man? I was just bluffing.
You know what he should have done?
Yeah, in Detroit. Get just dump her body in the river with the rest of them.
Bill, couldn't he get one of those vacuum bags you put clothes in and then go...
I don't see why not, but it's probably too expensive, you know.
Yeah, we don't know what type of...
No one's going to notice the smell in a trailer park anyways.
You're a claustrophobic.
All right.
Does that have to do with anything? Stupid Ninja Turtles.
The parents of another story out of Michigan, out of the Detroit area, a boy with a very serious peanut allergy are suing Livonia Public Schools.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Kathy Williams said her son Nick could die if exposed to peanuts.
Excuse me?
Peanuts! Last of them!
We asked them to go peanut and tree nut free, and their response to us was due to the upset in the community and the backlash from other parents. We refused to change practices.
Well,
I'm sorry, but if just because one little shit is so allergic to peanuts, he could die, means you're not allowed to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You know what? Today I went to school. I went to eat lunch with Emma in her school.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a peanut allergy table way away from all the other tables where there's one kid sitting. I feel bad for the kid, but that's just the way it's got to be. If you have a bad nut allergy, you don't sit with the other children.
Yeah. But
why can't they do that? Just have them sit far
exactly.
away from everyone.
Why does the whole school have to be nut free?
Right.
I am scared.
Williams said other school districts have made certain buildings peanut-free if a student has a deadly form of the allergy. Wow, they get a whole building?
I feel like you get kicked in the nuts.
She said her son is forced to eat his lunch in an office with cinder block walls.
Oh, no. It's like he's in prison, you guys.
He's been victimized at school. He's been bullied. He's been picked up. He's been beaten up. He's had his medicine stolen all because he can't eat.
Wait, why is he? He's been beaten up?
Yeah, because hey, you can't eat nuts. I'm going to beat you up because of it.
Ha ha, you can't eat peanuts. Yum, yum. These are so good. Yum,
start
yum.
Start flicking them at him.
Yeah.
Oh, man, do you remember?
Start throwing peanuts at him. Is this going to kill you?
Do you remember in Freaks and Geeks when the poor Bill Haverchuck, this bully... thinks he's lying about being allergic, so he puts peanuts in his sandwich, and
yep.
he has this allergic reaction, has to be rushed to the hospital, and he's like, I didn't mean to, I thought he was lying, and he almost dies.
Poor Bill Haverchuck.
I know. Poor guy.
My favorite character.
He's awesome in that.
All right, this story is from Mill Valley, California, and it has to do with somebody that's been associated with Hill Valley.
Ah.
A woman will be sentenced in May in Northern California for the theft of a rental car and laptop from singer Huey Lewis.
21 gigawatts!
Huey Lewis? Woohoo! Huge celebrity. Yes.
He lives in Mill Valley?
Yes, he does. Catherine Bauer Gallagher, not related to the systematic Gallagher, has pleaded guilty to a felony charge of possession of stolen property.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
The sentencing for the 31-year-old is May 15th. Dude, Lewis was identified by the California Highway Patrol. The 62-year-old was staying at How the hell did they say sentencing for 31-year-old and now say 62-year-old? They're confusing me.
Is Huey Lewis 62?
I don't know.
But oh, yes, he is 62.
Did Gallagher smash any fruit?
So what was Huey Lewis doing staying at a Holiday Inn Express? That's just embarrassing. Driving a Toyota Corolla?
What? This isn't Huey Lewis in the news.
This is just upset my entire idea of the awesomeness of Huey Lewis.
You like Huey Lewis in the news?
Holiday Inn Express driving a Toyota Corolla.
That's a good car, man.
It's dependable, and I guess that's really all that matters for, you know, Huey Lewis.
Maybe
it's a gas saver. He's very eco-conscious.
It wasn't Huey and Lewis, Bill. It was the dude from Die Hard.
Oh, see, it's all just a misunderstanding.
That's it.
You have a fist in the mouth?
I'm glad we settled.
I just
that.
Got that.
Who's this doppelganger?
All right, Canada, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Ah, yes, Saskatoon.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. You know what? Whenever I see that, I always think of Szechuan, and then I'm like,
that was spicy. Dude,
hungry.
University of Saskatchewan, Professor. Hypothesize that a person could benefit from picking his or her nose and eating the findings.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Scott Naper, a biochemistry professor at Saskatoon School, posed the unsavory hypothesis to his students, the Canadian Broadcasting Corp reported Friday, by consuming those pathogens caught within the mucus. Could that be a way to teach your immune system about what it's surrounded with?
I never done a burger.
I don't want to know this story. This is gross.
Yes. I've got two beautiful daughters, and they spend an amazing amount of time with their fingers up their nose, he said. And without fail, it goes right into their mouths afterwards.
It's the boogers that freaked me out.
I think he needs to have a talk with his daughters.
Holy crap.
Because those young ladies need to get their fingers out of their nose and keep them out of their mouth.
Are you crazy, man? I was just bluffing!
Now, he wants a group of volunteers, then would insert some sort of molecule in their noses, and half the group would eat their boogers and the other half wouldn't.
Gross. I can't handle it. You know?
No, there was a family that lived in the town I grew up with that was like notorious booger eaters.
I eat with my eyes and I eat with my nose.
And that wasn't the only bodily thing that they would eat. So we'll just leave it at that before I vomit all over my laptop.
Nose. Yeah, I'm already close to hurling.
Yeah, from Deadline Hollywood. The blogs took off running this week with an interview quoting Michael Bay apologizing for 1998's Armageddon.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Then the Pain and Gain director's own words came back to haunt him in a post to his website today. The director accused reporter Rene Rodriguez of misquoting him in the Miami Herald interview. Here's the problem. Rodriguez didn't misreport Bay. She tweeted, Michael Bay says I quoted him out of context about apologizing for Armageddon. NBC asked me for a response, and I played them the tape. I didn't misquote anyone. All the sites that picked up the story did. Bay's quote clearly refers to the rushed edit job on the film, so who owes whom an apology? Meanwhile, the war of words will make national TV rag news tonight on Access Hollywood. And has incited an internet storm of pundits and fans calling for mea culpas for all of Bay's other films. You know what? Armageddon, not a great movie. In fact, not
it's
scientifically
his,
correct and just pretty dang stupid.
Film,
but
I think.
Fun.
It's his. Okay, Michael Bay, we all know he's a shitty director or whatever. Armageddon isn't a great movie, but I think it's probably his best.
You know? I don't know. I think The Rock's his best.
The Rock also. I think I might have seen The Rock too many times where now I'm just like, ugh, I can't see it through this anymore. That's yeah, you're true. Right. The Rock's probably the best. But Armageddon, it's a close second.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it. Yes, it's dumb. Yes, it has too many slow-mos. The kids running with the space shuttle model and the...
But looking, my favorite one is once Harry blows up the asteroid, and then there's all the shots of from around the world of people looking out the windows, yeah. Or like the one shot of the guy standing on like some sort of stairs in a field. It's just yeah. So overtly just emotionally manipulative and stupid.
Because look, I'm not a fucking retard like Michael Bay or other people running around in that business, or Eli Roth making the same shitty movies over and over again. If you really look at my movies, Whoa. You will see my real genius.
I didn't know Uwe Boll was going to take over the show there.
Uwe Boll, you know, he's sort of right. I would probably enjoy an Uwe Boll more.
Uwe Boll
film more than a more recent Michael Bay film. I mean, try to sit through Pearl Harbor.
Bill, I think you need to just go and watch a Uwe Boll film and then I don't what you're saying.
What was the one he did most recently about the fat lady superhero?
Blubberella.
Blubberella, yeah. Maybe not.
Fat mama, I'm here to save the day.
Holy shit, I haven't heard that.
Did he even do a movie like about Auschwitz?
I think so.
I mean, that's just... Oof. Wow.
Yeah. I'd rather watch a Michael Bay movie anyway.
Yeah, I take that back. I take it back.
Yeah, but what I was going to say was, here's what I hate about the internet, which is... Michael Bay apologizes for Armageddon. Later in the day, it's Michael Bay never said that. So the same blogger who yeah. has their cinema site where they put that story out and already
like a
has
certain
like a
film slashing comments. Type site.
Yeah, they have to go back and redo the story. It's like, it's not even news. Don't even report it, you know? Don't do your job is what I'm saying.
Just avoid it. You know, when something that stupid pops up, just avoid it.
Like, do you really think Michael Bay's going to apologize? He was talking about the rush edit job. They didn't have enough time to finish the movie the way they wanted to. That's all
yeah, because they
saying.
Had to get it out in time to make the date.
So someone could read that and go, it sounds like he's apologizing. I'm going to tweet this. Michael Bay apologizes. And all that stuff.
Yes.
Such a little bitch.
Hey!
And, you know, finally...
You are a weapons-grade douchebag.
Wait.
That's terrible. That's a terrible thing to say about somebody. It is. It's very rude.
I don't even know what it means.
All right, finally, disability fraud is not a terribly hard crime to get away with. But if you're going to do that, you know, if you say you hurt your back, don't... put videos of yourself.
But what's even way worse is
half naked, covered in tinfoil, doing the robot to Magic Carpet Ride on YouTube.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, a guy who did just that was one of several alleged insurance fraudsters recently caught by the Utah Attorney General's Office and inspectors for the Social Security Administration. The department sent hidden camera teams out to film some people who had made claims. Many were not, you know, just... But this guy decided to, you know, do a video of himself... doing stupid shit on YouTube.
Was he not thinking?
Well, no, obviously not.
You know what? I thought you were going to do a different story about this guy who has a live game stream, and he's in a wheelchair, and he plays games, and people donate money to him and stuff. I forget what he's supposed to have, maybe like muscular dystrophy or something, but he can't walk. And people watch him play games and watch him review games. He gets sent free shit all the time. And he even has an online girlfriend who doesn't...
Online girlfriend.
She doesn't really know him, like, in person, but she's, like, his girlfriend in whatever gaming... what do they call it? Like, guild or whatever.
Okay.
So, anyway, he's been doing this for a while, right? Mm-hmm. And you can sit and just watch him play games or chat with him, and I don't know why, but he accidentally... He wasn't thinking, Bill... He stood up and got out of his chair and went to get something on camera.
So he acts like he has muscular dystrophy?
He does, like, he talks about being in a wheelchair and problems he has and stuff, but he accidentally, not thinking, stood up and walked away. And you can even hear his girlfriend kind of gasp when she sees it, like, like that. Like,
it's a miracle!
He can walk! So it turns out the guy's a major fraud, but when he was found out, he immediately... Whatever site he was on, it's for people who have disabilities who are gamers, and they, like, closed his account immediately and stuff. Isn't
so
that crazy?
I just found this, it was, what, 18 days ago on Reddit. Scumbag gamer fakes to be crippled to receive 8,000 plus in donations.
That wow. Yeah, that's the guy. And they had it on Kotaku as a GIF, a moving GIF of him getting out of the wheelchair.
Oh, no shit. I haven't read Kotaku in so long because the new site layout. I was like, what in the world? I can't. I'm just going to not read it.
They give robots a bad name.
Yes,
they do?
They do. People with muscular dystrophy or people that fake muscular dystrophy give?
The guy who fakes it. You know what that guy is, you guys? You know what he is?
You are a weapons-grade douchebag.
Yes.
Now I need to find that story because I want to see the GIF.
You want to see the GIF of the guy getting out of the wheelchair? It's hilarious. Yeah. It was sometime last week, so you just go back a ways. You'll find it. All right.
I'll look for it.
I could really go for a little deep dish action right about now.
Okay. Well, that's news for this week.
That's it, Bill?
That's it.
With the news?
Fort Pitt.
You must have a lot of DVDs, man.
You know what? We might.
You know what, Bill? I don't want the news to get any worser, so I'm glad you're done.
Well, I'm good, because it could get worser.
But what makes even way worser is...
way worser. All right, Bill, what do you say we do some DVDs?
Let's do some DVDs.
Let's do it. Whee! Hell yeah, the DVDs, everybody. All right, Bill, what do we have in the DVDs this week?
A shark fart.
Yes, no, sadly. But I'm waiting for that film from Asylum Features.
Shark fart.
Shark fart with the CGI Florence Henderson.
Well, come on.
That's got to be one of the funniest things ever.
I don't know why I said it, but I'm glad... It was enjoyed.
I was talking about Florence, Italy.
Yeah, I know. I just...
It was just... The image in my mind, it was like the funniest shit I've ever heard.
Well, you know, sometimes you need a younger-looking Florence Henderson, and that's when you go to CGI.
You know what, Bill?
You're a poet.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have you ever thought of being a poet?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, we are doing DVDs for April 30th, 2013.
Huh, a little bit of a walk-in there.
A little walk-in for your DVDs. We're going to start by title. So let's start with Broken City.
Broken City.
Yes, Marky Mark Wahlberg and Russell Crowe. I don't think this film got particularly good reviews.
Brain broken!
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're auto-tuning, Bill.
I'm auto-tuning. Wait,
Did it sound okay?
Yes. Much better.
Okay, so yes, Broken City has a 30% rotten.
Ooh. You know what? Which, I don't, after the Oblivion fiasco, I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes.
Well,
anymore.
You know what? This actually has 100 rotten reviews and 42 fresh. So okay, I think that balances sense. Out.
Now, Oblivion, is that in front of you? I still don't understand. I was waiting for Swally.
Yeah, Oblivion's still 56% rotten with, let's see here, 84 rotten reviews, 107 fresh reviews. So
it should be fresh.
I still think it should be fresh.
It should be fresh, right?
Yeah.
If it has more positive fresh. Reviews than it does negative reviews, it should be a fresh tomato.
I think one of the worst reviews I see here on Rotten Tomatoes is by a guy named Bob Grimm that says Tom Cruise is Captain EO.
Take game, man, and blow his fucking brains out!
And here you got some asshole named David Edelstein from Vulture saying, was Cruise trying to beat out fellow Scientologist John Travolta for honor of starring in the dumbest sci-fi epic ever?
You! No!
Natty Vishnevetsky, who I sometimes agree with, pulled out full-on asshole mode with, if nothing else, Oblivion will go down in film history as the movie where Tom Cruise pilots a white sperm-shaped craft into a giant space uterus. Cynicism is just dripping with freaking asshole-ishness.
Too depressing.
Wow, a space uterus? Really?
Yep.
You are a weapons-grade douchebag.
I just don't get why people are hating on this movie so much.
I never once thought that ship looked like a sperm, all right? I thought it was badass looking.
I thought it was awesome.
You know what one of my favorite parts?
It looked more like a mosquito.
You know what my favorite part is? People are looking for things to hate, and it's just obvious at this point.
You know when Bill, when his gunner chair flips around where he's shooting behind the ship, and he has like an x-ray of the back of his ship where he can still shoot in that direction. I thought that was awesome.
Yes, it was.
You know what those guys are?
You are S-T-O-O-P-I-D, stupid.
That's right. Yep.
They are, what was it? Military-grade douchebags?
Shove it up your...
Weapons-grade.
Weapons-grade douchebags.
They are weapons-grade douchebags.
Yes, they are.
You are a weapons-grade douchebag.
That's what I just said.
Right, moving on. They're starting to release Friends on Blu-ray. How's them apples? That's
nice.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'll sometimes find myself watching old Friends episodes and laughing my ass off.
I'm telling you, dude, it's consistently funny, man, when I rewatch those episodes.
It is.
Weapons grade douche and nozzles.
Yeah, it is.
Douche and nozzles.
She's Italian.
A douche and nozzle over here. Hey.
My sandwich.
That's right.
Moving on, we have The Guilt Trip on Blu-ray.
The Guilt Trip. Was this the movie with...
Streisand and Rogen?
Guilty!
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, it's Seth Rogen's mom.
With Babs.
Yeah, it just looked painful.
Oh, my gosh.
Worse is my guess.
Worse than painful? Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that it's just the...
The movie was awful.
I don't know. I just didn't appeal to me. I'm not a real big fan of neurotic comedy.
You know what? I'll probably watch it one night on HBO, and it might go like this. At one point in the movie. So I'm not going to write it off. You know what I'm saying, Bill?
Yeah, you never know. All you need is that one. Yeah. makes it worth it. For you big-time fans of The Notebook, why not pick up the Ultimate Collector's Edition on Blu-ray? And it comes with a pendant, like a little heart pendant, I guess, that Aww. Is from the movie.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. Now you, too, can enjoy old people getting... Alzheimer's and dying in nursing homes.
Aw, hey, it's gotta happen, right?
They're old and they're dying. It's so beautiful.
I want it to be beautiful when I die, when I'm real old. Wow, that was some deep shit, wasn't it?
So take note, America. LeJuan made the boldest move.
So what? You don't want to like shit yourself and just be laying in it in a nursing home or anything like that?
No, that sounds good.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Right, next Blu-ray, we have Silver Linings Playbook.
Bullshit!
With Bradley Cooper and my crush, Jennifer Lawrence.
No, she's not. She's my crush, buddy.
She's my crush, bitch.
You know what? That was the one movie from the Oscars or whatever that I was like, why didn't we go see this movie yet? You know? Because I'm a big, huge David O. Russell fan.
Oh, are they?
I like how he's not just David Russell. He's David O.
He's a huge fan of Andrew Dice Clay.
He's a huge fan of EMF. Oh!
Oh, it's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. I'm sorry about that.
It really is. So Silver Linings Playbook. It's a good movie. It is.
And what a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Well, I wouldn't go that far. It's not a lot of fun, but it's pretty good.
You know what it is, Bill?
This is unbelievable.
Oh!
It's unbelievable. I was like the Asian guy singing it. It's unbelievable.
Oh! This is unbelievable.
Yes, it is. Oh!
This is unbelievable.
All right, that's for next week. A remix of the song with this.
This is unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
Oh!
Wow.
All right, let's take a break.
No way, man.
Don't ask no more questions. I'll tell you no more love.
All right. Moving on, we have Jesus, I think every Star Trek film ever is being released separately on Blu-ray. Because I know there was a set not long ago that had them all in it.
I'm sorry for... I just thought of this, but, you know, we're really excited about Iron Man 3, and we're really excited about the new Superman, but also we have Star Trek to look forward to.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
It does, and plus it's got our favorite Sherlock Holmes in there.
It's Cumberbatch-tastic.
It is.
No!
Oh my God, what's wrong? But, I really can't, wow.
Yeah, I might go see that the opening night with all the, live long and prosper nerds.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I hope that sounds in there. Did you, see that, I think it was this week, they're releasing the Best of Both Worlds. I guess it's, like, the episode from The Next Generation where... Picard is turned into a Borg or whatever.
Oh, they're going to have it in theaters, right?
Yeah. I guess they did a re-edit of the episodes and turned it into like a 90-minute movie.
Wow. Is it going to be widescreen or was it shot in 4x3?
I don't know. I think it was shot in 4x3.
You were the other man. I would kill you where you stand.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to mute my microphone to blow my nose.
I'm glad I am who I am. Otherwise, it'd be bad. Wait, where did Bill go? Huh?
It's an EMP!
I had to blow an EMP.
Oh, my electronics are short out. Bill, why'd you do that?
I'm sorry. I can't control it sometimes.
Hey, it happens, man.
It does.
As long as it's not like, wait, what was that thing called? Oh, yeah.
This is an EMP grenade.
Yeah, an EMP grenade.
In a grenade. Wow.
An
That's
EMP
intense.
Grenade.
It's in a grenade. Oh, there. It just blew. All right, next Blu-ray is something I'll pick up from my dad because he loves his ballroom dancing. It's Strictly Ballroom on Blu-ray.
Nice.
Never saw it, but I remember the amount of press it got back in the 90s.
How he loves to dance.
Wow.
Well, I love dancing, Bill.
I'm not a big dancer.
Run for me, you prick! Dance!
All right, well, you know what? If he's telling me to dance, I'll dance.
He's going to shoot at your feet, though, so I wouldn't do it.
Oh.
I owe you for the gift of dance.
Well, thank you. I had no idea how to reply to that.
You do.
And finally... finally, on Blu-ray from Shout Factory, their little horror division, Scream Factory, we have The Vampire Lovers.
Oh my god, it sounds creepy.
It's got Vampires the awesome poster art on it.
Yep,
it says caution for the not for the mentally immature. If you dare taste the deadly passion of the blood nymphs. The Vampire Lovers.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W,
not Vampire's Kiss.
Oh.
Freaking hate that movie.
Hate it.
I actually hate it, too. I hate it for the ending. It disturbed me for days after I saw it.
Well, it's not just the ending. It's just... Nicolas Cage in full coke mode.
Such a little bitch.
It's that now. You know, some people say it's a black comedy or dark. It's not funny. It's just bad.
It's not funny. It's disturbing. I found
it's not
it
funny. It's not fun.
Okay, that's not funny.
No, it's not. That's ain't funny. Nobody got time for that.
You think that's funny, Steven?
No.
It's not funny. What about you, Bill? Is it funny?
No, it's not.
It's not funny, Jason.
And that's Blu-rays for this week.
All right, Bill. Thank you for doing... Wait, Blu-rays? I thought it was called DVDs. I'm confused.
Well, DVDs also, but mostly just Blu-rays.
You're a poet.
I am.
Thank
I'm
you,
I'm glad
Bill.
That, you know, Trump's finally starting to recognize my genius.
Thank you for doing DVD Blu-rays. Woohoo!
Did you just make that up?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for doing the DVDs this week. Woohoo!
You're welcome.
Yes.
Good right. Done. End of story.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week. Try the veal. And see you.
People being murdered.
So did we! Alright, everybody. That was episode 277 of Entertainment Landfill. Yep, we've already done 272 of the... Did I say 277?
Yeah.
It's
well, you know, it feels like it.
It almost looks like a 7, the way I wrote it down. That was episode 272 of Entertainment Landfill.
Point yes. 7.
Yes, point 350. Now, everyone, thank you for listening to the show. Hey, 3 shows in a row, guys. Come on, we're spoiling you guys over here. And the way to repay us is by giving us feedback. Tell us what you thought of these lovely shows we talked about. Tell us what you thought of Oblivion, if you thought it was derivative, even though you're not allowed to say that word in my presence.
Was it iconic?
It was iconic, yes. Very iconic. Yes. But also, if you would like to send us an email, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com, or you could leave us a voicemail at 1206-339-1239, and we need one of those in the next 30 days, or it'll reset again, and I'll have to get a new number, Bill.
No, all we have to do is just call the number and leave stupid ones.
That's right. But I'd like to thank Rick and Clayton for leaving us voicemails this week. They made their own on their phones. What you do is these new smartphones, Bill.
Wow.
A lot of people have these new smartphones going around, and they have little recorders in them. You can record it and then send it in an email to
not. I hope they're not too smart.
They're not too smart. You know, sometimes they may, you know, try to take over, but or try to cancel schedules so you spend more time with them. But they're very handy to have around.
Uh-oh.
Yes, uh-oh, they are. But also, if you'd like to go to nowhereinmulberry.com, you'll find a link to our fan club on Facebook, huh? Doesn't that sound like fun? You can join us on the fan club, Steven. You get to talk to a huge celebrity like PCZ Steven. How awesome would that be?
Wait, I don't think I've ever seen Steven on there before, have I?
What?
You could join the Finish That Drop game.
Yes. Do you like that, Bill?
I do. It's fun.
It's would you say it's taking on a life of its own? Yeah, I'm actually shocked at how quickly they get them. They know these drops.
There's a couple I was going to try, but I stopped because I thought it would be too difficult.
You know, one day this may be on there.
You are a weapons grade douchebag.
You are a blank.
I have a feeling it will be.
That's a...
I love that Rick got the Watch Out for Snakes one, though. I knew it. The moment I saw Watch Out, I was like, I know that one. And I'm glad it was Rick that ended up getting it.
Yeah, I love Rick. He's been listening to the show a while, right?
A very long time. We've been through the highs and the lows.
Skank right there. Skank's dead.
Skank's dead, Bill.
Chow down Brown McCauley.
Excuse me? Yeah, he's a huge fan of our show too, Bill.
He's a good guy.
Shove it up your...
Hey! Dan! Don't make me turn around your insult on you and call you a weapons-grade douchebag. Right, guys?
He knows he is. In fact, I have a feeling somebody called him that, and he was like, wow, that's really good. I'm going to use that.
They really hurt my feelings, but man, that was a good insult. I'm going to save that up for when I'm on TV later. That's going to be awesome.
I can use that one.
So what do we have going on next week, Bill? All sorts of stuff, right?
All sorts. In fact, so much that I can't even think about it right now.
Yeah, me neither. But I'm going to go see Oblivion again. Ready? You want
to? I'm going to go this weekend. I got to see it. I got to see it a third time. Third time's a charm.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it is. Third time's a charm. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. Wouldn't it be cool to maybe see it in 3D also, Bill? Nah, we don't need that. We have that in other movies, right?
While I was watching it in IMAX, I was going, man, I bet you this would be awesome in 3D.
There was one point when we were in the theater where I looked over at Steven and go, isn't it weird we don't have glasses on right now?
<'Cause> I know. Yeah, it's true. I was going into the IMAX theater with my friend Cole. I was like, should we grab glasses anyways? Because they always have like the rack of glasses out front of the IMAX. So we just grabbed them just in case, you know.
Wait, you went to see a Tom Cruise movie with a guy named Cole?
I did.
There's nothing I can't do with a race car.
That's
Cole
true.
Cole Trickle! You went and saw with Cole Trickle!
I did, Cole Trickle.
That's awesome. There's nothing you can't do with a race car. Like, solve world hunger.
Or you know, heal somebody, because he's the only one that can really help.
That is true, Bill.
Yeah, being a Scientologist.
I'm going to go, based on his acting, I'm going to go ahead and turn myself over. What do you think?
I think you should.
You're glib. You don't even know what Ritalin is.
No, I know what Ritalin is, kind of. Okay, he's got me. I don't know.
I don't need to know what it is. I just know he's a great actor.
That's right.
Please, don't laugh like that again, please.
Wait, what's that over there?
I see Fireman
animals!
Yeehaw!
Okay. I see Fireman animals! Woohoo!
You notice how that girl, even when she's excited, she still sounds monotone?
I don't want to brag, guys, but do you guys know about me?
She's like a triple black belt in Taekwondo. This dude could probably me up right now.
Triple black belt, guys.
Triple.
Triple black belt.
Triple black belt.
Woo! We win!
That's right. All right, everyone, that's our show. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Leave that feedback, babies. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Later, Steven. Later, Bill.
Later.
I'm going to go watch a CGI Florence Henderson movie. Woo!
That was a nice thing to say, and I thank you for that.
skank. That skank right there. Skank dead.
Now this is podcasting.
You are a weapons-grade douchebag.
What are you talking about?
I don't know any such thing. Shut the f- up.
You and your mother.
You're done. End of story.
Shove it up your...
Take game, man, and blow his f***ing brains out.
I don't give a...
Da, 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 da.